Here are some facts to consider about question 3, the ballot measure that would deregulate electricity in Nevada. Fact: when California deregulated electricity, it led to higher electric bills, the Enron scandal, and rolling blackouts. Today, California's average electric rates are nearly double ours. Fact: question 3 would lock electricity deregulation into our state constitution, making it very difficult to repeal. Justin Tucker's Washington special interest friends have released attack ads on his Democratic opponent, Brian Parker. There's only one problem, though. The votes they're attacking Parker for, Tucker actually cast. Like, Tucker actually voted against the balanced budget amendment. Well, that's awkward. No amount of spin from Tucker's Washington, D.C. special interest friends will alter the facts. You know what to do. Visit StopTucker.com for more information. Governor Nate Oliver. More than 18,000 new jobs. More South Dakotans working than ever before. Nate Oliver knows what we need. Governor Nate Oliver, the proven leader for South Dakota.
America was founded on personal responsibility. When we make mistakes, we own up to them. If we break it, we fix it. So why isn't Chevron cleaning up its oil spills in Ecuador? BP is cleaning its mess. Every day, Ecuadorian kids drink and bathe in Chevron's chemically polluted waters. They get sick and die from it. What Chevron is doing is anti-American. It's human energy gone bad.
They say just showing up is half the battle. Unfortunately, Sally Schneider can't even do that anymore. In the past year, she has missed over 241 votes. At a time when our economy is weak, we need strong leadership in Congress. After 28 years in Congress, it's time to retire, Sally Schneider.
Tipping Point is responsible for the content of this advertising.